So we've just been watching, like a lot of you, if you've got a TV at work or you're at home right now listening to us. Don't dust there off. Number 10, we're looking at the live footage at the moment. Someone's been locked out. A bit embarrassing. Is that a security detail then?
Yeah.
I keep expecting to see the bald-headed guy from 24.
The one with the slight ginger...
bit to the side.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And the earpiece.
Pierce. Agent Pierce.
Agent Pierce. I keep expecting to see him. So, Richie, you are, have been obsessed about this trip, right? I think it's a brilliant thing for this country. It's so exciting. Beautiful sunny day. We just watched the aerial shots of them going from Buckingham Palace to number 10 Downing Street. But it's the car in particular.
The car is a General Motors car. It's called the Beast, purely because of the size of it, the spec of it. It is so thick. It's obviously it's bomb proof, it's nuclear attack proof,
hang on a minute, you've been reading the Daily Star for that one. It's nuclear bomb proof, so they test it out by firing what, a great big trident. Imagine the guy that we need someone to be in it just to test it. Terry, I know you've only just started, but I'm first in last.
You have little or no idea sometimes how ignorant you sound.
Okay, so Obama's listening right now on the in-car stereo system, Dolby.
It has its own oxygen supply. It has...
if someone cuts one? It has... Like they've had a big old beefy breakfast around Liz's, and he goes, fart the oxygen, William Michelle, is going to...
And it has jugs of the president's blood in the back seat. And it has...
Well, hang on a minute, it's got jugs. What, like a decanter, a carafe? Blast me some of my A+, Michelle.
And it also has Kevlar reinforced tyres.
Kevlar?
Yeah.
So it's nuclear bomb proof.
Correct.
They could fire a nuclear bomb at it.
Yep.
And he'd just, you know, be able to listen to the music, the stereo would still be on. Nothing.
Yeah. The only thing it can't do is drive over sleeping policemen.
And what's this about doctors and nurses, travellers, well, in part of the motorcade as well?
You will have noticed that there's obviously the Beast is in the motorcade, but behind it there are doctors, nurses, surgeons, policemen. They all travel behind.
Surgeons?
Yeah, they have a full health team.
In case what, of an assassination attempt, they need to do something on the spot.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because normally for state
visits... Do you know about the ejector seat?
There isn't an ejector seat. You don't need an ejector seat because it's proof.
Do you know about the little guy underneath?
There isn't a little guy underneath, but there is.
It's a dwarf underneath there with a spear gun, like Knick Knack.
Right. Do you want me to give you more serious facts, or are you just going to mess around?
Carry on.
Normally, for state visits...
Is it true it was kitted out Halfords? You can buy all this stuff. I'd love to travel around my 1.2-litre Polo with jugs of my blood in the back. Kids, don't knock the blood. Are we there yet, Dad? Sorry, what other facts have you got about this car? Simon Cowell's ordered one.
It's got a sonar underneath the chassis.
So what, you can just drive into the... Why does it need sonar?
To be able to
see
detect...
See, dolphins what, are going to tear detect, its dolphins.
To detect what is around it, and also...
Well, look out the window!
Yeah, but a lot of cars have got sonar in a way. That's what the old rear parking sensors are.
It doesn't crash into number 10 or go over Cameron's
foot. Yeah.
Just run over one of the millibands. I don't worry. Any more facts?
That's it.
That's it for now.